Today is Daf Nun Ches. We're actually on Daf Nun Zayin Rebbeis, but we're going to go back a minute. We'll go back to the last word of the last skinny line, Yachal. So we're talking about how do you know that Shchut Dechutz is Aser Bahana. We haven't said yet how it's Aser Bahana. We said it's Aser to eat. Yachal, I would think, Lo Yishchot. You can't shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'yim Shachat, Yehi Mutter. But if you did it, it's okay. Talmud Lomar, Kirchat Mimcha HaMakom. When it's going to be far away, the place, Vizavachta, V'yachalta. Then you go, you'll shecht an animal and you'll eat it somewhere else. Ma'ata Zoveach, Barachok Makom, Ata Ochel, V'yat Ochel, Ata Shoveach, Makom Karov. You can, yeah, you want to shecht something in Woodmere, you can shecht an animal in Woodmere and eat it, that's not a problem. What about over here? Prat l'chul l'shishchut u'bazara, l'chul l'shishchut u'bazara, you cannot shecht in the Azara. Ein li'ela tamimim. I only know that's talking about an animal that could be a carbon. Haru'oyim li'karev, that could be brought. Minayin l'rabos balimumim. How do I know it comes to include a balmum? Mar bani balimumim, I'll include a balmum. Shekein min ha-makshir, because it's from the category of kosher animals. Happens to be it has a mum, but so what? Minayin l'rabos as a chaya. What about a chaya, which cannot even be a carbon? Can't bring a chaya as a carbon. Mar bani is a chaya, I'll still include a chaya. Shehi b'shchita kibbehema, because it gets shchita just like an animal gets shchita. So you're going to be over on shchute, you're going to be over on, not shchute chutz, I'm sorry, the opposite of shchute chutz. Chul shishchutu bazara, even though the animal can't be a carbon, because it's an animal, because it's a chaya. Menayin l'rabbos is ofos. How do I know it even includes birds? Talmud lomar v'shachatu v'shachat oso v'shachat oso. It's a drasha. That's all eating. We said you can't be v'kayish woman with it. Also b'hana. Yachal lo yishchot v'yim shachat yashlichenu l'flei kalavim. Fine, you can't eat it, but if you did, you can give it to the dog. Talmud lomar l'kelef tashlichen oso. No. Only nevela you can give to the dog. Oso atamashlich lekelev. The nevela you can give to the dog. V'yatamashlich chulun shishchetu bazara. But chulun shishchetu bazara you cannot give to the dog. Why does oso only mean chulun shishchetu bazara of all things? Right, lekelev tashlichen oso. If the behemoth nevela, the animal drops dead, it's called a nevela. It wasn't shechted properly. That you can give to the dog. Oso you can give to the dog, but not chulun shishchetu bazara. How do you know that? That's what it means, that. Maybe it means something that's, I don't know, pick something else.
You're asking this question now.
What do you mean?
You do this all the time.
What?
You do this all the time. They back up the answers in order to make it fit.
So Rashi says a whole complicated thing. Rashi says, second line, V'hachim ishtoi chul minei. This is how we know that the meat, that the limud is only on chulin shenishchetu bazara and not something else. The ilu hai kra, myri bebasar hayotze chutz mimechitzaso. Because if the pasuk were talking about something that leaves its mechitza, that leaves its area, kigon ubor shahotzi es yado b'shchitas imo. If a baby sticks out its leg from the mother's womb, yalfidin lamehai kra liisura. Then I would think it's aser. I tell you the truth, I just read words. I'm not sure what I read, but now I know what he says now. He says, "Ubasar besade." The pasuk says, "The anche kodesh tiyunli." You should be a holy people for me. Basar basade trefa lo sochelu. Basar in the field that's a trefa, don't eat it. Lakelef tashlichan oso. You can give it to the dog. Why does it say basade? That's a pasuk. Why does it say basade? So Rashi is discussing. Basar basade, what does it mean basade? Kivon sheyatza basar chutz limechitzaso. Once the basar leaves its mechitza, I guess that means its comfort zone. What's it doing in the field, right? Kisade, like a sade, she'ein lo mechitza, which doesn't have a mechitza. It's an open field.
You mean like a pen?
Yeah. Harehu kitrefa velo sochelu. That, you can't eat it. That you can give to the dog. Umiyet besefe lekelef tashlichen oso. And you can give that to the dog. Limu'ute chulin, to exclude chulin, shechenishchetu ba'azara, which is shechted in the mechita, in an enclosed area. Not besadeh, which is out in the field. outside. It's mechitz. It's in the Beis HaMikdash. But yes, v'darish hachi. Oh, so that chula, that basar nevela. Who da aser b'yitzias mechitza? That's aser when it left its place. V'lakelav tashlichin oso. And that's mutter bahana. The mutter bahana. V'lo chulin shenishchitu ba'azara. Not chulin shenishchitu ba'azara. Hane'esarin ayde k'nisas mechitza. Which is aser by bringing it inside this area. What are you bringing the animal in here for? This is a basic mechitza. What are you doing in here? Right? That's asurin af bahana. It's aser even in hana. That's some drasha, no? The whole question was, why only chulin shenishchitu to ba'azara aser bahana? From Mikael Tashlichin, oh so, that's mutter. That you can give to the dog. But the chulin shenishchitu, you cannot give to the dog. How do you know that? Like, why are you picking that of all things? We just read the Rashi.
So you said
no, not at all.
So when he says enclosed area, it's a euphemism for the Azara?
Yeah.
Why do you say Azara?
What? No, because it says that Basadeh, that the animal died in the field.
Right.
That's an Avela. It died in the field.
Absolutely.
It could die anywhere, by the way. It doesn't have to only die in the field.
Right.
Even if it dies in your backyard.
Right.
Even if it dies in the second floor of your house. It's also an Avela. It doesn't have to be in a field. Why does the Torah say field?
Yeah.
To allude to this idea. That the reason why it's mutter, or that it's mutter if it died in a field, contrasting chulin, sheshchitu ba'azara, which dies in the mechitza, because you shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not us, that's not mutter bana. It's a very, very difficult drasha, no?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Okay.
When it says barbas is ophos, aren't there certain birds you're allowed to bring?
What?
Aren't there certain birds that you're allowed
to bring? Yeah, the point is, any chulin that's a bird that you shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, it's asher bana. That's what it says. Any bird.
Oh, that's a chulin.
Right. As long as it's a bird. Even a bird. Okay. Ashkechinhu Mar Yehuda Rav Yosef Ulrav Shmuel Bered the Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Mar Yehuda met these two people. The Havikaimi Apischa de Be Rabba. They were at the entrance of Rabba's house. Amalohu Tanina. We learned Hamakde Shepet the Chamor Basa Bchalav Chul and Sheshkedu Bazara. All these things. Rav Shimon Omer Mikudeshes. Rav Shimon said, it's good. How could it be good? The Rashi says, in the Rashi of Chulin Bazara, Kasavar, Isure Lav Doraisa. Did not Aser Doraisa. Lo Iser Shchitaso, Velo Iser Hanaaso. It's not Aser Shechted. It's not Aser Bana. Velo Dorish Berichuk Makom Hachi. He doesn't darshan what we did yesterday about the Chulin. Ela Midrabanon. It's a dinder abon. It's a drabonon. Dilma osi lememar kachim shenifsesul achas shchita hein shlo nizrak domon. You might make some mistake with kachim. If this is mutter bana, you might make a mistake with kachim, with real kachim. But the ka mishani menayu. But they're mutter bana. V'asi lihanos mikachim shlo nizrak domon. And then you'll become to have anah from kachim, which is improper. Okay, so we make a zero. But etzem is not the etzem. They're not aser bana. They're not mekudeshes. Alma, what do you see? Chulin shenishchitu ba'azara lir of Shimon lav daraisa. According to Rav Shimon, it's not daraisa. Right? Right? So, look at the Tav Tosfos. Tav Tosfos says, im tomar ha mashma de'ika isura derabanan. Here it's mashma, not mashma, it says straight out. Rav Shimon holds, it's an Issa Durabanan. Dahachi Mashma Lishna. That's what the Gemara just said. Vim Tomar. Heich Mekadesh. What? Vim Kane. Heich Mekadesh Behen. How could you be Mekadesh a woman with this Chulin Shnishchitu Bazar? It's only Asa Midurabanan. How could that be? Va'omar Rav, Perakama de Psachim, Rav said, Ha Mekadesh Mivav Shows Ulamaila. If somebody's Mekadesh a woman with Pesach, with Chametz, after noon on Erev Pesach, right? Afilu michite kur denaisa, even with some kind of mixture, enam isurin elam midrabanan, it's only asa midrabanan, ein koshin l'kedushin. You don't have to have the koshesh, it's not a kedushin. So what's the difference between chametz, that isa midrabanan, and this isa midrabanan? That isa midrabanan, no, and this isa midrabanan, yeah? What's the difference? Tosfos is saying, unbelievable difference. V'yeshlam, the difference, I'll tell you. The Hasam over there, Ikka miha shalos daraisa. There is a time when chametz is asad daraisa. Just wait a few more hours till Pesach starts. Right? Lefi masha perish rabbeinu tam Hasam. Aval hacha, leka ela isur darbanan. It's never going to change. It's asad darbanan today. It'll be asad darbanan tomorrow, and next week, and next month. Chametz, this is funny chametz, whatever is a mixture, it's asad darbanan now. But on Pesach, it's asad daraisa. So therefore, with the gzeira is much different. You can never use this chametz to marry somebody. It'll be also next minute. If I allow it now, you'll allow it next minute. This is never going to be also daraisa. It's just a darabana. It's zeira darabana. They said it's also banah. The ulakuntri. Okay, fine. Very good. Interesting. Okay. So anyway, Reb Shimon just said, the Gemara just said that Reb Shimon said that chul and shishkatu bazara is mutar banah, and therefore you can marry a woman with it. For a minute, 1 minute. Reb Shimon Omer. Chulun shenishchutu bazara yisrofu. Chulun shenishchutu bazara, you have to burn. V'chein chaya shenishchutu bazara, and a chaya that's in the azara, you also have to burn. So what's going on here? So the answer is Rashi explains there are things that you have to burn that are asa banah, you have to burn things you have to bury. Burning is much worse than burying. Something really, really asa banah, you have to burn. We don't want it around. You have to burn it. Other things are not so bad. You can bury, get away with burying it. So by the fact that he said you have to burn these, it's obviously asa banah, midaraisa. Otherwise, it wouldn't be so machmir. You have to burn it. Right? Or just bury it. Right? So therefore, it must be asa banah.
So what's the question?
The question is that he just said a minute ago that it's mutar banah, and you can marry a woman with it. Now he says asa banah. So ishtik, he didn't have an answer. That's a good question. That's a good stira. Right? So, asa l'kameh de rabbah. They came in front of Rabbah. Amalahu, he said a funny line. Palga ukminchu, which means the guy who always argues is quiet. You always have what to say. Now you're quiet. But you always have something to say. You always have what to say. Now you're quiet. Right? Hachumai iskinan. I'll give you the answer. Kigon, shenishchita, yishachted it, v'nimtzes trefa, right? When did Rav Shimon say that it's mutter to use it, this chul shishchutu bazara? The case is, shenishchitu, you shechted it, v'nim says trefa, and now you found it's a trefa. Right? Rav Shimon l'taymei, the Tanya, ha-shochet es ha-trefa, v'chein ha-shochet v'nim says trefa, zeh v'zeh chulun ba-azara, Rav Shimon matir, bana v'chamas osrin. The only reason why he matered it was because it's a funny case. The case is it couldn't be a carbon anyway, because it had a trefa. He would agree that it's also midaraisa. When is it also only midarabanan? If it had a treifa. Why? Because he can't use it for a carbon anyway. And by the way, the chum still argue on that. The chum say it's aser. As a matter of fact, we said a chai is aser, and a chicken, which can't be a carbon, is also aser. So it's not so crazy to say that if it has a treifa, it's also aser. Arab Shimon mattered that. Darabanan is a xeri, you're going to mix it up with kachim. Don't eat it. But you could be a makadish woman with it.
But the trace you find it afterwards, the chulin is, you know, before.
Right, so you shechted it. Right. Now they examined it. Oh, don't worry about this guy. We don't have to call Bezin about this guy.
But the chulin status is before you bring it in, the trace is afterwards.
So what you're asking is, how do you give the guy hasra?
Right.
Don't do that, because that is an usher. It's chulin shishchutu bazara, you're going to get kares for that. I'm not interested in kares. Then it turns out that you shechted it. Oh, we made a mistake. There's no kares over here, because it's a trefa. Right, okay, so that's they always ask that question. It's a hasra safek. Okay. Next. Machran v'kidesh b'dmei and mikudeshes. If you sold basa b'chalav, right, you made a cheeseburger in your house. Basa b'chalav according to every shita. What do you do with it? Nothing. You have to bury it. Believe it or not.
Or you can give it to your shiksa.
You're not allowed to, because now I have anah. Asab anah. You can't even give it to a dog, let alone a guy. Right, you can't give it to a dog. You can't give it to a guy. You can't give it to your neighbor. You can't give it to your maid. Nothing can do with it. You're not allowed to do anything with it. But if you sell it to your maid, you know, she says, oh, it smells great. You can go to McDonald's. It'll cost you $5. I'll sell it to you for a dollar. So she says, fine. So she gives you a dollar. And you shouldn't have done that. Can you use this dollar now and be a Mekadesh woman?
Yes.
So the Mishnah said yes. Yeah. Yes, you could. Even though you shouldn't have done that, you could. The dollar's not Osir. What you did was Osir.
Right.
So, Minalan, how do you know you're allowed to do that? The answer is, midgali rachmana ba'avodas kochavim, because ba'avodas are you not allowed to do that. Vayisa cherem kamohu. It says it has to be a cherem for you. Kal shata mehaya haymenu harehu kamohu. So anything like it is also usher. Michlal, the choli sum shev Torah shari. Everything else is mutter. Everything else is mutter. This is usher. Everything else is mutter. So for neilif mine, why don't we learn out from avodah zara that what? That any time you have something usher that you sell, the money remains usher. Why isn't that a model in the whole Torah? Right? The answer is mishum davi avodas kochavim, because avodah zara and shvius and shmita shnei ksuvim habarim keechad v'chol shnei ksuvim habarim keechad ein malamdin. Right? If the Torah wanted it to be that every time the Torah said something, anytime something's usher, it's usher bahana, even if you sell it, Torah could have said it one place. And that would be the model for the whole Torah. Torah says it twice, ein malamdin. What are the two times? Avodas kochavim hadamar, we just said. Shvius maihi. What about shvius? It says, yovel hi kodesh ti elochem. Right? Ma kodesh tofes es domov. By kachin, that doesn't work that way. Af shvius tofes domer. So too, if I have shmir, I sell tomato. The tomato becomes usher, and the dollar becomes usher.
Correct.
Right? E ma kodesh tofes es domov v'yotzei l'chulin. For 1 minute. When I use or sell kachim like that, the animal goes to chulin, right? Af shvius tofes es domeh v'yotzei l'chulin. So the tomato should not be kachim anymore. Should not be shvius anymore. Talmud lomar tiye bavyoso tehei. No, it stays holy. What does that mean? Keita, what does that mean? Lokach peiro shvius basar. I don't sell it for cash. I sell it for basar. So I'll give you a pound of tomatoes. Give me some meat. It's fine. Elu ve'elu mizbar and b'shvias. They both have to be burnt as b'shmiyah, on Shemitah. They both violated Shemitah. B'basar dogim. I took the meat and I sold fish. I traded it for fish. So, yata basar nechnesu dogim. The meat now is not kachim, not shvias, nothing. The fish, yes. B'dogim yayin. I switched the fish for wine. Yata dogim nechnes yayin. The dogim go out, the wine goes in. Yayin shemen, yatsa yayin nichna shemen. Right? In other words, what's the and bottom line? The fruit never go kul chulin. The fruit always stay asr, and the last item. And everything along the way becomes mutter, as long as you transfer it. Haketzad, achron nitzva shvius. The last thing is asr as shmita. Peri shvius, peris atzmo shvius. And the peris itself. Right? That's different. One of the achronim asked the question. That's different than avodah zara, because avodah zara, everything along the way stays usher. If I sell an idol, if you know I'm very hungry, give me a sandwich. I give you the idol, give me a sandwich. Then I trade the sandwich for fish. Then I trade the fish for meat. Then I trade the meat for wine. Everything becomes usher. That's the difference between avodah zara and shvius. But the bottom line is they're both avodah zara is worse, but it's the same rule that only these two have this din. Whereas opposed to if I sell a basar b'chalav, that money does not become usher. That's all good if you hold shnei subam kachad emalamdin. El lamandam emalamdin ma'igal emaymar. What about if it's malamdin? What are you going to say? The answer is miyutik ksivi. They're both miyutim. They're both special. Ksiv hacha ki cherim hu. It says a cherim. Uksiv hasam yovel hi. He in midyach mini lo. So only these things and nothing else. Okay? Good. Next Mishnah. So, in the previous Mishnah, we said that there were certain things you can't be Makadish a woman with. Now the Mishnah says, Ha Makadish Betrumos, what if you Makadish a woman with Trumas? Or Maestros, or Matanos, right? Matanos are Zeroa, Lachayim, and Keva. Matanos that have to go to a Kohen. So, if you Makadish a woman with Truma, or Maestro, or these things, or Bimei Chatos, the mechatas of a paraduma, the efer chatas, the efer of a paraduma, assuming that's worth its pruta, harezeb bekudeshes, that's all good, afilu Yisrael, even if he's a Yisrael, right? How could that be? Says Rashi, afilu Yisrael, v'kasal kadaitach, af al pi she'ein lo b'chol elu, elo tovas hana. Now, when I have truma, I can't eat that truma, right? I can't eat that truma. The only value I have of that truma is that I have the right to sell it. Not allowed to sell it to you, But I'm allowed to, you're allowed to take money to direct the Truman of a certain person. For example, you're a Cohen. You can't come to me and say, listen, I really could use that food. So you have to give it to someone anyway. Here's $10, give it to me. It's worth $1,000.
That's like a bribe.
It's like a bribe. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. However, you could say like this. You could tell Cohen to me and say, listen, my daughter married a Cohen. It's not for you. You're not a Cohen. You're a Yisrael.
Right.
My daughter married a Cohen. Why don't you give it to Truman to them? I'll give you a few dollars for it. That's what you're allowed to do. Because it's not for you. It's for your daughter. It's for your son-in-law.
Right.
That you're allowed to do. So that has a value.
Even though it's nepotism?
Yes, even though it's nepotism. So I can give the Truma to a woman. I can give the Truma to a woman. It's worth a pruta. And somebody else can go to her and say, listen, give the pruta to my daughter-in-law. To my daughter. My son-in-law. Right. That you can do. Right? So that has a value. How does Paraduma have a value? That we'll get to in a minute. Right? That's the Trumas and Maestras. You're allowed to take money from not from the person themselves. From the father-in-law, a cousin, a neighbor, from someone else. So it's Tovas Hana, Shibiyado, Litnam Nechal Misha Yirtza. You can give it to whoever you want. So it's called Tovas Hana. That whole thing about Tovas, it's called Tovas Hana. Vigam he, lo zachsa el Tovas Hana. She also doesn't get anything except for Tovas Hana. What is she getting? She's getting the right to accept a few dollars to give the Truma to someone's cousin. Right? El Tovas Hana Zu, she tzricha Litnam Lekoi in the Maisa Levi. Mikadja betovas hana zu kasavar tovas hana mamon. This Tana holds a tovas hana has a monetary value, as opposed to, so to speak, quote unquote, goodwill, right? That even if you're allowed to take tovas hana, you're allowed to take the few dollars. That's still not called mamon. In other words, I give you truma. What did I give her? I gave her the right to now sell the right to someone else. It's a very far fetched thing. So that's what the Mishnah holds. It's okay. That's considered money. Right, you're selling. It's all it is the right to give it away. Amar Ula. So the Gemara says, Ula says, Tovas Hana ain't no mamon. Tovas Hana is not mamon. How could that be? The Mishnah just said it is. Mm-hmm. Right? Eitzei Rabba Ula. What are you talking about, Ula? Hamakadosh b'truma zemaisos ma'atos ma'atnos b'mechatos for para harezim mekudeshes avil Yisrael. How could you say it's not Tovas Hana? The Mishnah said black and white. Amalei. No. That Mishnah is different. Hacha, you know what the case was? It was a guy who, he's not a Kohen. He's not a Kohen, but his grandfather was a Kohen. It's very possible.
Sure.
His mother married Yisrael. What happened? There's no other relative alive except for the grandfather and the mother. Grandfather died. The mother yarshined everything, including Truma. And then she died. So he yarshined everything. So what does he have now? He has Hacha mo Yisrael shenaflu lo tevel. Tevel fell to him, may base avi imo Kohen, from his mother's father, the Kohen, vikasavar, and we hold, this Tana holds, which is a machlokas, matanos shelo hurmu, matanos that were not taken off, is kuhurmu domyan. It's as if it was taken off. So that means I can't take it off myself. I mean, I could take it off, but I can't be makayish a woman with it because I can't eat it. You could even hold, there's no such thing as Tovas Hana. So how could I be Mekadosh, a woman with Truma? This is the Truma we're talking about. It's not really Truma. It's Tevel. But we could review it as if the Truma was already taken off. He yarshined it, so he doesn't have it on his own. And it's as if Truma was already taken off. That's the Truma we're talking about he can give.
The grandfather was a Kohen.
Correct.
So how did he have Tevel?
He had a field. He had a little field.
Oh, he had a field.
Yeah, and that could be. Right?
We follow matrilineal descent, usually we don't.
No, that's only if there's no one else. There's no one else. That's why I said there's no one else. So if there's no one else, you do yashin your mother.
So why should it have to be a grandfather?
But he's not a Kohen.
I understand that.
So how else could this happen?
Some person owns a field.
Yeah.
He never gave truma from it.
He's got to give truma.
He died before he gave truma. It fell to Yerusha, to his daughter.
So because we only hold this if it's a Kohen. That's why. I think we all...
Where do we split those hands?
Someone might say that. Rashi says, Kohen Shehur Mudamyan, Hoel Vomedes Litrom, it's ready to be given off Truma, V'nigmro Malachto Lekach, it's ready for this. V'hu Adin Nami, Demati Lugan B'Truma Shenaf, what? Skip the line. V'zacha Kohen B'chayav B'Truma Shabo, the Kohen Zocha to it, Shalohutal Olav El Hafrisha V'Kayim Ola Atmo. All they have to do was take off the Truma and keep it for himself. He's a Kohen.
He had a field, he kept it to himself.
Yes, but he didn't do it yet. He didn't get around to doing it.
So
but he could. What?
So it's Tevel.
It's Tevel, but we hold that the Truma's already taken off. Because he's keeping it anyway. Someone, same thing over here. V'chein he, Tim Karena, so she could sell it. Or he can give it to her, and she could sell it. Right? That's a funny case. Otherwise, you're right. Right? Otherwise, Ula said, no, I hold, there's no such thing as Tovas Hanah. There's such a thing as Tovas Hanah. But it's not money.
Right.
It doesn't have any value. Even though you can get a few dollars for it, that's not something you could transfer. I'm giving her the right to charge. That's what it is. I'm giving you, I can't eat this, it's Truma. No. I'm giving you the right to charge somebody's cousin. What kind of thing is that? That's not a value. Right? Now, you could say it is a value. Right? It's a value. You have the right to charge somebody to give the Truma to their son-in-law. Says Ula, that's not a value. That's not, what kind of a condition is that? Right? So you can see both sides. But Ula had to get out of our Mishnah, so he got out of it like this.
Where did he come up with this case from?
He's trying to figure out a way how you have Truma, but it's not really Truma.
How did he come up with such an esoteric case?
Don't worry, we have more. We're not done. Exactly.
Out of left field.
Boy, bar oven, may Rav Huna. Tovas Hanah, mamo no ena mamo. So what's the story here with this Tovas Hanah? Does it have a monetary value or not? Amalei tinisua. Mishnah said, Amakadesh, Mechumas, Amayisras, Amatanos, Mechatas, Afarpara, Hareza, Mekudeshas, Afili Yisrael. So Amalei, Lava Kim, didn't we explain? Yisrael should naflu bo tevala mebeis abi imo kohen. And therefore, it's not Tovas Hanah, it's not mamo. Because I got out of it. Amalei, Hotziaat. Take that out here. Go out. So Ichsaf, he got embarrassed. He thought he was insulting him. No. Who suffer mishmamta kamala? He told him he's putting him in chayim. He said such a ridiculous dvar Torah. A ridiculous dvar. No. Amalei hachi kamila. What I meant to say was Rav Asi, the hutzal, koi kavasech. Rav Asi from hutzal said like you. In other words, when he said hutzal, he meant the hutzal, the guy from hutzal agreed with you. That's a very nice way. And the question's not resolved. Is Tovas Hanah a moment or not? It's not resolved. Now the Gemara says, Neima ketanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim, whether it's resolved. Why? Hagonif tivlo shel chaveiro. If you steal tevel, mishalem lo demei tivlo shel chaveiro divrei Rebbe. You pay the tevel back. You stole $100 worth, give $100 back. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no. Eina mishalem el demei chulin shebo. You pay the chulin back. I don't have to pay you back. The true wasn't yours anyway. Rashi says, listen to this, Rashi, the first skinny line in the Rashi, Aval truma umayser, Omar lei, the ganav says to the guy, you stole $100 from me, give back $100. He says, no, I'm giving you back like $87. I'm not giving you back $100, because truma's 2%, right. Then mayser's 10%. I'm not giving you that back, that's not yours. Right? Lav bal dvarm didia, it's not your money, it's not yours. And by the way, so then some Kohen's going to show up and say, no, give me the, right? He's going to say, ukashiyavo Kohen, gamhu litovo. When the Kohen shows up and says, no, give me the Truma you stole from him. You didn't give it to him. Give it to me.
Right.
He'll say, V'yomer, no, lo kachet nena, kim Kohen acha. I'm not giving it to you. I'm giving it to the other Kohen. He'll say that to every Kohen.
Right.
The point is that the owner doesn't get it back. This Atana says this. Atana says, if you steal Tevel, you don't give the Truma Meister back to the owner. Why? It doesn't belong to him. My lab haka miflegi. What are they arguing about? Demar savar. Tovas Hanah Mamon. Rebbe holds, no. Tovas Hanah is Mamon. Give it back to the owner. Umar Savar, Tovas Hanah, Eno Mamon. It's absolutely not money. Therefore, you don't have to give it back. In other words, why does Rebbe say you have to give it back? Because I could charge for that. You're right, I can't eat it. You're right, I can't eat Truma, I'm not allowed to. But I could charge for it. So therefore, since I could charge for it, it has a value. Give it back. The other Tana said, no, it doesn't have a value. You can't charge for it. Whether or not you can charge for it is irrelevant. It doesn't have a monetary, it's not called a monetary value. Therefore, I don't have to give it back. So Gemara says, lo, the kuli alma tovas hanah, ain't a mamon. Everybody holds, it's not money. V'hacha, b'tzvalim, shenafu lo, beis abi, ima, kohen, umatonas, shalo hormu, kimisha hormu, damien. They're arguing about that funny case with the grandson. The mar savar, Rebbe holds, kimisha hormu, damien. It's as if it was taken off, therefore, you don't get it back. Umar Savar, and the other one holds, Lav Kimi Horbin Daman. It's as if it was not taken off, and therefore, you can get it back, because you have the right to take it off. Okay? Okay. By the way, when we said before, when they argued on whether or not it's Tovas Hanah's money, so do you have to give, does the Ganef have to give back the Tovas Hanah? So he says, I don't have to give back $100 because Trumas and Maisis is $20. I only have to give back $80. So yeah, but I can charge $5 to give it to whoever Cohen I want, right? To give it to your daughter and your son-in-law. So you have to give me $5 more?
No, it's an intangible.
What?
It's an intangible.
Oh, it's a machlokas, right? The whole thing is an intangible. But now, but I can get $5 for it. Somebody will give me $5 that I direct the Truma to their daughter, to the daughter and son-in-law. So does the guy have to give back the $5? That's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Rashba and the Ran on one hand and the Ritva, right?
Sometimes you gotta be just astounded.
Yeah, exactly. Vibay Sema, another answer. The Kuliyama Kimisha Horbi Daman. Everybody could hold that funny case of the grandfather is not an issue. V'tovasana ain't a mammon. And Tovasana has no monetary value. Bahacha bin Shmuel Kamiflagi. They're arguing in Shmuel's vart. What's Shmuel's din? Tamar Shmuel, chita achas, materas esakri. All you have to give is one kernel. So how could you tell the guy say, oh, I don't have to give back $20. I don't have to give back $20 because it was Truma anyway. So what do you mean it was Truma anyway? I can give one kernel. So give me back $99.99. And that one penny, you're right. What do you mean $20? What are you coming off with such a high number? The Mar Sava, Rebbe holds, Islay the Shmuel. He holds like that. Therefore, give the whole thing back. What do you mean? You're from my cheshbon. You're a ganef. You're telling me. Umar Savar, less like the Shmuel. And the other one holds, we don't hold like that. Right?
There's no minimum for Truma?
That's what Shmuel said. In Minatora, that's true. In Minatora, there is no minimum. The question is, Midrabanan, there's a minimum. So how that fits in with this answer, I'm not sure. Vibay Sema, another answer. The Kuliyama, less like the Shmuel. Well, nobody holds from this. Vahacha, Haider time of the Rebbe. This is why Rebbe's reason is. What Rebbe say? That the Ganef has the right to do what? To withhold $20. Why? The Kansuhu Rabbanon the Ganef? They made a Knas on the Ganef? Oh, I'm sorry. No, Rebbe holds you have to give the whole thing back. Why? What kind of thing is it? How can a Ganef gain by stealing? Knas, give it back. Everybody can hold like Shmuel that the Ganef has to give the whole thing back. But Vahacha Hainu time of the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda, why don't we give it back? The Kansuhu Rabbanim Labal Abayas. They give a Kanas on the Baal Abayas. That what? Delo Iboyale Lishahue Lutzvule. Why'd you leave the temple hanging around in your house? Why'd you give it away right now? What are you schlepping? What are you hanging it around for? A guy comes and steals it. Now you want it back? No, you're not getting it back. Next time, be more diligent. And give the truma right away. Don't schlep around. The Ganef came and stole it. Too bad on you. You like that?
No. I want to do it to Kain. The Kain's not here right now. I'm waiting for him to come back.
Next. We are up to...
Yeah, maybe he's making arrangements to give it. It just happened.
The fourth wide line before the end of the parak. Tanan. Hamakadish b'trumos u'maisros. If someone's makadish b'trumos u'maisros, u'matanos, u'mechatas, u'par efer para, hareze mekudeshes. It's all mekudeshes. Afal pi Yisrael. Even though you're a Yisrael, how did you get the mechatas? How do you have that? You're a Yisrael. What are you doing with that? And how are you makadish doing with that? So the Gemara is going to ask a different question, but it's the same answer. Vermini, 1 minute. There's a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah or a Brisa in Mesechtas Bechoros that says, Hanotel Schar Lodun, if you take money to be a Dayan, Dina Betalin, your din is batal. You can't take money to do that. It's a mitzvah. You can't, okay, so you can get money because you can do something else, but you can't take etzem, you can't take money to be a Dayan. Not only that, Lehayin, Edusim Betala. You take money to be an aid, your aidus is worthless. You can't take money to be an aid. Right. Not only that, okay, so those two we're not asking about. Next ones. Lahazos. If a Kohen takes money to take care of your carbon, right? Ulakadesh, Maymov, Maymara, the Afro, Afer, Maymov, Maymara. If he takes money to do your bidding, to do your carbon, or to do your paraduma, it's considered Maymara. It's considered the water of a cave. It does no value. If a coin's going to do that, v'efer, he's going to take money to, you want, oh, First he charges you for the water, for the chata, for the paraduma. Then he charges you for the afer, right? Oh, no, that was for the water fee. Now there's an afer fee. If he charges you for that, afer makla. Your afer is considered nothing. So how could you have afer paraduma, I mean, makai shahum with it? You just said in the Mishnah, Brisa, in Bro, Bukhoros, that says, you're not allowed to do that. And if you do, it doesn't work. Not that you're not allowed to do it. It doesn't work. It's worthless. So it has no value. So how could a Yisrael be Makadish a woman with the Afer Paraduma? How did that happen?
It's possible they gave it to her. The Kohen gave it as a Matana or not?
How did he have it?
Yeah.
He gave it as a Matana. He gave it as Kedushin.
Right.
How did he have it? We just said, if a Kohen charges for it, it's worthless. How does he have it? Right? So, Amar Abaya, Lo Kasha. Interesting answer. Lo Kasha. Khan, over here, he's not charging for the actual drink, the actual water, because he's not allowed to. He's charging b'schar hava umiloi. It's the schar to go get it. I had to go to a mayim chayim and schlep, and that's what's worth something.
Is he charging for his time?
It's charging for the time. That's mutter. Now, how is he mekadesh a woman with it? He's mekadesh a woman with the time he spent. I'm not sure how that works, because... So he can charge Bezin. I'm not charging you for the water. That I'm not allowed to do. But I charge you for my time. That's the same thing as a Dayan, by the way. Dayan can't charge for the Psak. He can charge for his time. Right? So that's what he's saying. I slept, right? B'schar haba milu. Kan b'schar haza b'kidesh. You can't charge to administer a paraduma. A Kohen can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. You can charge for the time. That how do you make a woman with that time? I don't really know how you do that. He can send Bezin a bill. He could send the base manager bill. Listen, I went to the jungle to get you this and that. So I'm charging you for the time.
You
tell me,
we've never came across
an
example of an
Umnan
who's charged for his services.
Yes, so he could do that. Exactly. So how do you make a with that time? How do you do that?
How does she get an offer from
Mr. Right? How does she get an offer from his time? You mean? So he says, do me a favor. You owe me $50. Send me $50 to her. I'm making sure with that $50. Maybe that's what it means. Okay. That could be what it means. Right? By the way, Deka Nami, I'll prove to you that's the Pshat. Diktoni, because it says, Hacha, it says, B'mechatos, B'efer para, right? You're Mekadesh with these items. Diktoni Hasam, but it says over there in Bechoros, Lehazos, you're charging to administer, Lekadesh, to sprinkle on you. That you're not allowed to do. Shvamina, you're right, it's a good distinction. The distinction was the time or the actual doing it. You can't charge for doing it. Coin can't do that. But you can charge for the time it took to get it. That's not a problem. All right. Hajjan Alocha Ish Makadesh. Hajjan Alocha Ish Makadesh. Hajjan Alocha Ish Makadesh. All right, we'll start the Mishnah. Ready for this Mishnah? Ha'omalech Aveiro. A guy says to his friend, Tzei V'kadesh Li Isha Plonis. Do me a favor. Go Mimakadesh that woman for me. Right? For Halach, he goes, and he takes one look at her and says, wow, the Kidesh La'atzma, he's Mekadesh her for himself. Right?
Nobody laughs ever asked him like you're not a favor.
Right?
Trust anybody else.
Mekudesh es L'Shedi. She's married to the second guy. Sure. Ask Tosas, what's the Kiddush in that?
Yeah,
it's Pasha. It's Pasha, no?
Yeah, he's the one who said Ariya Mekudesh.
What?
He's the one who said that.
Right, it's Pasha. So if we have, let's see, let's finish the Mishnah. V'chein. Ha'omer le'isha, hare ha'mukadesh atzi la'achah shloshim yom. Be married to me after 30 days. Uba echad v'kidshe b'soch shloshim yom. And then some, yeah, bo'achah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, uba echad v'kidshe b'soch shloshim yom. Number two comes along during the 30 days as mekadesher. Mukadesh atzi l'sheni. She's married to number two. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. What happens when day 30 comes? What happens to number one? Does it retroactively go? That's a machlokas in the Gemara. Your head's going to spin tomorrow. Bas Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael Lekohen, Tocha B'Truma, right? So therefore, she can eat Truma right now. Me'achshav L'acha Shloshim Yom, if a guy says a funny Lashon, from now and after 30 days, whatever that means, right? Uba Acha V'Kitcha B'Soch Shloshim Yom, Mekudeshes V'Eino Mekudeshes, it's a mess. It's a Suffolk. Bas Yisrael Lekohen, or Bas Kohen Yisrael, Loch Tocha B'Truma. She can't eat Truma because we don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Right? Right? So what about the first case where he said, Harem Kudeshus Lee, go be Mekadesh that woman for me, And he comes and says, oh my goodness, and he marries for himself.
That's not Pashuk.
So it's very
fun. No, the whole question is, can somebody bottle the shlichus by himself?
I'm not doing the shlichus.
No, well, so I accept it. I say, okay, I'll do it for you. I mean, I'm a shliach.
Right.
So can I bottle myself the shlichus?
Sure you can.
Why not?
Can I tell him
I don't need you. Well, so Tosva says, Im Tomar, ma chiddush yesh kan? What's the chiddush? Pshita. It's obvious. You can do that. The Yesh Lomar, listen to this. The Mairi could go into Omar Hashliach Leisha Bashas Kedushin. He tells this woman, by the way, Ploni Shulchani Lekadish Lach. The Ploni sent me to Bekadish you. But I'm not letting you, I'm not passing you up. I'm not letting him get you, right? U Besokach Omala Hare Amukudeshethli. Why'd he tell her that? The He Yada, the Kid Shilanafshe. So she knows. He took me for, he wants me for himself, right? Dimlo Kain, Lohaisa Mikudesh Slow. And if not, it wouldn't work. When he said marry me, he meant I want to fulfill my shlichos. Kamash Malan, the law. No, we don't say that. That's a funny answer, no? Right? What? Here's her choice. So it's not a choice, it's really for himself. Right? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by the Gemara. Everyone have a good day and a guten Chodesh.